After hearing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Mayavadi sannyasis were moved. Their minds changed, and thus they spoke with pleasing words. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Mayavadi sannyasis met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Varanasi to criticize the Lord regarding His participation in the Sankirtana movement, which they did not like. This demoniac nature of opposition to the Sankirtana movement perpetually exists, as it has existed in the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, it existed long before that, even in the time of Prahlad Maharaj. He used to chant in Sankirtana, although his father did not like it, and that was the reason for misunderstanding between the father and son. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Namam duskirtanam mudha prapatyante naradama maya tarpita jnana asuram bhavam ashtita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest amongst mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. The Mayavadi sannyasis are asura bhayam ashrita, which means that they are taken path of the asuras, demons, who do not believe in the existence of the form of the Lord. Mayavadis say that the ultimate source of everything is impersonal, and in this way they deny the existence of God. Saying that there is no God is direct denial of God, and saying that God exists but has no head, legs and hands and cannot speak, hear or eat is a negative way of denying His existence. A person who cannot see is called blind, and one who cannot walk is called lame. One who has no hands can be called helpless, and one who cannot speak can be called dumb, and one who cannot hear can be called deaf. The Mayavadi's proposition that God has no legs, no eyes, no ears, no hands, and an indirect way of insulting Him by denying Him, by defining Him as blind, deaf, dumb, lame, helpless, etc. Therefore, although they present themselves as great Vedantists, they are factually Mayaprita Jnana. In other words, they seem to be very learned scholars, but the essence of their knowledge has been taken away. Impersonalist Mayavadis always try to defy Vaishnavas, because Vaishnavas accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the supreme cause and want to serve Him, talk with Him, and see Him. Just as the Lord is also eager to see His devotees and talk, eat, and dance with them. These personal exchanges of love do not appeal to the Mayavadi sannyasis. Therefore, the original purpose of the Mayavadi sannyasis of Benares in meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to defeat His personal conception of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, as a preacher, turned the minds of the Mayavadi sannyasis. They were melted by the sweet words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus became friendly and spoke to Him in also sweet words. Similarly, all preachers will have to meet opponents, but they should not make them more inimical. They are already enemies, and if we talk with them harshly or impolitely, their enmity will merely increase. We should therefore follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as far as possible and try to convince the opposition by quoting from the Shastras and presenting in a conclusion the Acharyas. In this way, it is in this way that we should try to defeat all the enemies of the Lord. After hearing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Mayavadi sannyasis were moved. Their minds changed, and thus they spoke with pleasing words. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shlakya Chakshimintam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruvaya Namaha Mukham Kroti Vachalam Bhangam Vatkei Yakipata Maham Vande Shibiram Paramananda Maravachitanya Shram Vanchakalpa Tirubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Hivacha Patitanam Bhavinebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namaha. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up enthusiastically coming here. It's been some time since I was here. The inspirational drive was to spend some time with the devotees, the deities, and also hear from the lips of the sadhu. At 6:30 this morning, the world as I knew it was turned upside down. Now, what was my mind meant to do at that stage? many things. One was, get out while you can. And the other was, I've been in this situation before. Funnily enough, I was in Australia. And His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was supposed to give class to a group of enthusiastic students. And at that time, I only had 5 minutes preparation. So maybe Krishna is easing it up a little bit. So I was thinking, what would... Not that I know Maharaj that deeply, but I appreciate his taste for preaching. What would he speak on in this particular text? And it got me thinking about two things. One is the internal mood in which we approach Krishna consciousness. And the second is our external manifestation of that mood. Srila Prabhupada would often make this point that devotees should be a lamb at home and a lion in the chase. So when we're out preaching, because we see here by the Lord's personal example, so he is showing by example, one, you know, where he's sitting. So we understand from this pastime, he's sitting at the place where everyone is washing their hands. So generally speaking, it is not considered a clean place. The reason why he's doing this is because he wants to prove a point. And that jnana is always trumped by bhakti. Jnana is always trumped by devotion. Jnana is a servant of devotion. It is never an independent activity on its own. It's not that now we have some knowledge, we can bash everyone else over the head with it. Sometimes when we approach Krishna consciousness, we don't know anything. You know, we're in absolute ignorance. We walk around in this world in a bubble. And then, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, many things are revealed. Like Coca-Cola isn't really the real thing. So, when we have revelation, we think, wow, I'm so fortunate I've got all this knowledge. And then, in our enthusiasm, we want to spread it to everyone, but the way we spread it to everyone is perhaps not very intelligent. So we have to learn some maturity. So that maturity comes from internal reflection. So we see here that the Lord, in his own manifest pastime, at the beginning he was Nimai Pandit, Nimai of Nadia, renowned in the seat of learning as the scholar in which no one wanted to face. When Nimai would walk the streets, everyone would run the opposite direction. He was like a firebrand, burning bright in the knowledge of Vedanta. And he was ready to smash anyone and everyone. And then he met his spiritual masters, his preceptors, Ishwarapuri, Keshava Bharati. And from the external point of view, we see that the Lord was reminded of the nectar of devotion. But from an internal point of view, the Lord actually wanted to establish. Of course, who did he get initiated by? He got initiated in the Mayavadi line, Ekadandi line, not the Tree Dandi line. Just to establish that, we have to understand that it is not just knowledge that is going to get us ahead in Krishna consciousness. Knowledge is just a tool. What's going to get us ahead in Krishna consciousness is our service attitude. It's the way in which we approach everything we do. So when we see the pastimes of such wonderful personalities as in the Duma Maharaj, then we see that everything he presents is perfect from the outside and it's perfect from the inside. In everything he does, just like you read reports of his festival of India in Gujarat, just looking at the pictures, looking at the way that everything is being manifested, everything is done to the highest standard, so as not to just captivate the minds, but to captivate the entire senses of the audience. One is fully immersed in understanding the essence of Krishna consciousness and how Krishna consciousness can actually cover everything. So here we see that that's only done because one is tasting. It is only because Maharaj is tasting, then he can give. If he was not tasting, then how could he give? And because he is relishing and tasting so deeply, then he gives that much more. And just in this way, Mahaprabhu, because he is the manifestation of the Lord's Shakti of devotion, he is the Lord's devotee coming down, manifesting himself in that position, as we understand Pancha Tattva Makam Krishnam Bhakta Rupam Sarupakam Bhakti Avataram Bhaktyakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. So these are those five features. The Lord as the devotee, the devotional manifestation, the devotional expansion. Then we have the internal potency. And then we have the devotional sentiment, the external potency. So it's not that the Lord comes and does everything by himself. No, he could. But the Lord comes, and by his coming, he shows that how engaging in everyone else in service, one actually goes ahead. So in this way, we see that those who are following Srila Prabhupada, they're engaging so many others in service. So that's the external. Just like we were saying, there's two. The internal is what we're tasting, and the external is what we are giving. Many times, devotees, we don't strike this balance very well. We go from one extreme to the other. We get all enthusiastic, we get all fired up, we do loads and loads of service until we practically drop dead, and then that's it. We withdraw ourselves completely from everything. We withdraw ourselves from, we withdraw our intelligence, we withdraw our mind, we withdraw our heart, we withdraw our motivation. Because why? Because we've become burnt by the devotees, we've become burnt by the service. But who's actually being burnt? It's us. It's our approach. The way we approach things. Because service is actually meant to breed more service. One time his owner, Devamrita Maharaj, is giving a class, and he's saying, many times devotees ask this question, what is balance? How do you balance life? Maharaj made an interesting point. He said, balance means, how is your service increasing? That's an interesting point, right? Because many times we think, well, balance means, how am I going to balance my material with my spiritual, with my sleep, with my health, with my sadhana, with my service? No. Balance means, how is my service increasing? And that doesn't mean increasing quality. Sorry, quantity. It means increasing in quality. So it is only because the Lord has that service attitude that he knows exactly how to deal with Prakashananda Saraswati and his disciples. If the Lord was just brimming with the previous manifestation of Gyan, he would have just duked it out with him. You know? Just called him up on the spot and just smashed his intelligence to smithereens. But the Lord, understanding that to get rid of a thorn, sometimes you have to use a thorn, he displayed apparent ignorance in order to charm the Mayavadi sannyasis. Because otherwise, why would the Lord sit in a dirty place? And then we see in this pastime, Prakashananda Saraswati said, we're from the same line, you and I. So you should come sit with us. Because back in those times, then devotees would have pecking orders. It's funny, we had the opportunity to spend some time with Geshe-la Bharati Maharaj, and he was telling us that there was one time at Soho Street, it was a particular regime where they marked out in the temple boxes, and everyone had their specific box to stand in. And the more senior devotees had the bigger boxes towards the front of the deities, and then the bhaktas would have boxes towards the back. And if you didn't stand in your box, you were physically moved into your box. And I'm sure we've all been there to one extent or another. Perhaps we've been physically cajoled by devotees, nicely or unnicely. And Maharaj is saying, the principle isn't wrong of respecting the senior Vaishnavas in the community, but the application was wrong. And that there was no mood of compassion. So Mahaprabhu, with the mood of compassion, is able to bring out the fault and purify it. And this is a preacher. A preacher isn't someone who reveals the fault in order to gain advantage. A preacher is someone who is able to bring out the fault and help to rectify it. Help to purify it. That is a preacher. Because that is what they have done in their personal application. Of course, we see Mahaprabhu, he is not at fault. It's just pastime. But his explanation of why he is chanting and dancing is such a nice mood that we should all develop. That the Lord himself admits that I was foolish and my spiritual master saved me. This is the internal mood. This is the mood in which these devotees who are preaching so enthusiastically, year after year, just like I forget now how many years now Maharaj is going on Polish tour. Maybe someone can tell me about this. A number of years, year after year. And he's not at the back. He's not now, you know, he's established the tour, so then now he can sit back and, you know, be in comfort. He's at the front. He's leading the Harinams. He's making sure the management is going on. He's making sure everything is improving. He's making sure everything is there. He's leading from the front. So in our service, in our capacity as Krishna conscious devotees, we should look at these personalities and not just hold them in awe. We should eagerly try and understand how we can get that same taste. How we can develop that same mood. Not imitating, but following. They're all leaving the planet. They're not going to be here for that much longer. And then it will be left with us. Just a few days ago we had the pleasure of celebrating the birthday of a dear friend of ours. And I was turning 50. And I was meditating on the meaning of relationship. That it was interesting because in that program there were devotees who openly admitted that they had difficulties, they had issues with this person. But because there was love, those issues didn't become obstacles. So it's not that in Krishna consciousness we have to all get along swimmingly and everything's got to be great and everything's got to be horrible and everyone's got to be like, yeah. No. There is going to be friction. There is going to be challenges. There is going to be, as Prabhupada said, polishing of the stones. But we want to be polished. We want to be polished by the devotees. We want to be in their association. We don't want to be becoming more rough because of the material modes of nature. If that's our desire, then we're not actually following in the footsteps of those persons we hold dear. True disciple means one who understands the mood of the guru, applies that mood, and serves in that mood. So the glorification of this dear friend of ours was that he was taking the mood of his spiritual master and utilizing his intelligence and serving the direct instruction of his spiritual master as his very life. So here, Mahaprabhu, he is leading by that example. That he is going to win everyone through compassion, through love. And when he's won everyone through love and compassion, he is going to be able to give them the the highest knowledge. So it's not that Mahaprabhu didn't know or doesn't know. So it's not that the devotees shouldn't study the books, shouldn't study the Shastra. We should study the Shastra until it's threadbare. And we should know it from all angles of vision. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he would pose in a debate. And he would win. It didn't matter what side of the argument he was on. Whether he was on the side of the Mayavadis or whether he was on the... He would be able to defeat his disciples. And Prabhupada said, you should know the arguments of every opposition. And you don't want to know where the arguments start? The arguments start in the mind. So where are your doubts? Where are your misgivings? Where are those things that you've hidden away over the years because you've perhaps been mistreated by the institution that is ISKCON? That you hide yourself a little bit. Just like in a material relationship, what happens? In a material relationship, we do not give ourselves fully. In a material relationship, there's always just a little bit we keep to ourselves. Why? Because we know, ultimately, that relationship is going to break. And if that relationship breaks and I have given myself fully, what do I have left? This is the approach we have to avoid in Krishna consciousness. So we see Mahaprabhu in that mood, he is giving that to everyone. And in that mood, Srila Indradumna Maharaj is giving that same way. And how can we follow in his footsteps? Do we take some of that nectar which he is distributing? Hold it in our heart. And relish the mood of service. Relish the mood of internal meditation. Relish the mood of preaching. And of course, this chapter also establishes the platform of the holy name. How the Panchatattva broke the storehouse of the love of God and distributed it to everyone. So here Srila Prabhupada, he makes this point. We should therefore follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as far as possible and try to convince the opposition by quoting from the Shastras and presenting the conclusion of the Acharyas. But it's the mood in which we do this. That's all important. For whose enjoyment? For whose pleasure? For whose service? Whether our approach is on jnana or karma, then the result is going to be very fixed. But if our approach is on unalloyed devotion to Krishna, then the result is already guaranteed. Because Krishna is victory. So it's not that we're making devotees. It's not that we're doing anything. We're just acting as instruments. So in his position as a devotee, it's not that Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu is pretending that he is going to completely smash these Mayavadis. But he's showing by his application, by his sincere appreciation of the instructions of his spiritual masters, how one should follow and should not misrepresent. So because these great personalities are transparent via mediums, then we become inspired because we get to understand a little bit of a facet of Srila Prabhupada. When we see these great personalities like Indradumna Maharaj, like Radhanath Swami, Bhaktichara Maharaj, it makes us wonder who was Srila Prabhupada. Because each and every one of these wonderful personalities has just taken one facet of Srila Prabhupada Shakti. And because they have taken it to their heart, so many things happen. So if we're not taking Krishna consciousness to our heart, then that's why we're stuck. That's why we're not going forward. Perhaps that's why we're suffering in our relationships with devotees. Just the other day I was meeting with one Prabhu, who used to live at the manor, he used to live in London, lived in Sydney for some time, and went away from Krishna consciousness for a while. He just turned up at the temple. Somehow or other, we were given class and he became inspired again. And he was asking a question, you know. Why is it that when you come to Krishna consciousness, you know it's right. Intrinsically, you know it's right. But it's so hard to accept. And I gave the reason. Because we come from the Western school of thought. The Western education system teaches you to be impersonal, teaches you to just rely on yourself. No one else. Don't rely on anybody else but yourself. So for you to give that up and to surrender to a God, and not just any God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, though externally sounds good, but internally is very difficult to do. But it's only when one actually appreciates personal relationship with the devotees, then we can actually taste that nectar. So here Mahaprabhu, he's not come on his own. He's come with five of his most intimate companions. The Lord doesn't do anything on his own. The Lord is preaching by his own example in everything he does. And so those sadhus who follow in the footsteps of the acharyas, they're also preaching by their example in everything that they do. In how they associate, who they associate with, how they approach, how they manifest a service, the mood in which they manifest a service. That's what we should be watching. That's what we should be observing. Not just the words they speak, the way in which they speak, the way in which they interact, the way in which they can give themselves like nobody else. Because they have so much, they give so much. Because the Lord has so much, he has everything, he gives so much. So in that same way, today some devotees are having the opportunity to celebrate the Vyasa Puja of Srila Nidhima Maharaj. So Vyasa Puja actually means not just glorification, but an understanding of how I can be a better disciple. How I can be a better follower. How I can be a better representative of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Yeah. There are faults everywhere. It's not difficult to find them. But what is the challenge is to overlook them. And you represent what you're looking for. Just a few years ago, I was sitting in a room with a few sannyasis. Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj was there. A few others were there. And we were somewhat complaining about the situation in London. And I've heard this complaint from many devotees in that relationships amongst devotees, not in London specifically, but just in general, in the West, very superficial. There is not much depth to them, what we would call Haribol relationships. Just like in the workplace, you have good morning, how are you doing relationships. You don't get past that. I don't know if any of you actually have the opportunity, any of you are working in an office, but you just try this fun trick. I did it a few years ago. On the Monday morning after the weekend, when you're in the office, when you're walking through the office and everyone's saying, good morning, how are you doing? Just tell them that you had a horrible weekend and see how many will actually stop you and actually want to find out what happened. Just try it. And I can guarantee you, you'll be lucky if you find one person. One, just even stops to hear your response, and two, stops to actually want to find out. because that personal relationship isn't there. So I was complaining, because devotees sometimes they like to complain too much. But of course you've got to be careful who you complain to, right? Because you complain, that means if you complain to the senior sadhus, then you've got to listen to the knowledge that's going to come back and you've got to apply it. So you've got to be careful. So they turned around and they said to me, collectively actually, they said, don't complain what you don't have. Be that association you're looking for and then it will come. So somehow or other we've been trying to apply that instruction in our life. And I can say emphatically that by their grace it is working. By following in the footsteps of the Acharyas, we can actually become free from this material hang-up, material approach to Krishna consciousness. We become free from this Mayavad philosophy. So Prabhupada, he said, Chaitanya Charitamrita is for us. Chaitanya Charitamrita is for the devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to read, to understand, and to apply. Because it is the story of the living Bhagavatam. It is how you apply Bhagavatam in your life. How you see everything through Bhagavatam. How you interact with everyone through Bhagavatam. Given in such a nice way. Just like at Soho Street we're discussing the Rathiatra pastimes. So we're a little bit further down. And just there in the Lord, just by his personal example, just showing how attentive he is to every single detail. So it's not just about the ecstasy. It's not about just the dancing up and down in the temple room when we're having a wonderful Guru Puja Kirtan. It's not just about. It's about everything else. It's about how you're applying that ecstasy in your life. How you're approaching the devotees. How you're serving them. The Lord personally comes and meets every single devotee. Embraces them. Puts sandalwood pop on their heads. And then he personally arranges the kirtan parties, who's going to sing, who's going to dance, who's going to play mridanga. And then when everything is nicely arranged, then the Lord participates in the pastime. So it's not that we're too big now, we don't have to do things. No. The Lord, we can't be bigger than Mahaprabhu. So we have to follow his example. Just like Srila Indradu Maharaj, Sannyasi, thousands and thousands of disciples, tens of thousands. How many disciples? So it's not that, like we said, he puts his feet up, now my disciples will take care. No. He does it himself personally. Because he's relishing service. Okay, so we're going to stop here because we've already spoken far too long and far too much. Thank you for all sticking around. Please forgive us. We have no qualification. We just have good friends. In this birthday celebration, I really liked one statement someone made. A true friend is not someone who stabs you in the back. A true friend is someone who stabs you in the front. And I was just thinking to myself, wow, that's a very profound statement. What does that mean? It means a true friend isn't afraid to tell you as it is, to your face. So Bhajranga Prabhu became my very close friend today. Sometimes you wonder if there's a button somewhere here. You press the button and it's like a ground opens up. Just like, this is Duryodhana's mentality. Thinking that he can capture Krishna. So Krishna comes for the final time to want to stop the war. So Duryodhana, being so smart, He digs a massive hole in the middle of the courtyard, in the front of the king's seat, and then he covers it over nicely. And then, you know, Krishna comes, and then he's presenting himself, and then Duryodhana is just becoming agitated in his seat. And he's just holding his seat like this, and he's just about to, you know, he's, you know, because if someone is envious, they cannot even listen to anything, anyone else being glorified, what to speak of God. So then Duryodhana just gives the signal to his guards. So then the guards capture Krishna, and then they pull this, and then they see Krishna disappearing. And then Duryodhana, he becomes jubilant. He becomes so happy. I have won. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead has different plans. So then he, the first display of the Virat Rupa. It's not that the Virat Rupa was actually displayed just on the battlefield. This is the first time that the Virat Rupa was displayed. And it is explained that only devotees who had love were able to actually look at that form. Persons who had enmity, they couldn't even look at the Lord's effulgence. It was so bright. So, there's no button so that the floor can open up and we can disappear. We won't have the same effect as Krishna. That's for sure. But we'll feel much better for not being here. Okay. Any comments?